Hello, my name is Carl, and I live in the United States, in the state of Texas. One of the favorite things that I have to do on my off time is to ride motorcycles. And one of the more favorite things I have to do while riding motorcycles is to ride on a racetrack. I have a CBR 600 RR, which is a race motorcycle that I use strictly on the track and do not ride it on the highway. I do not race, but I do go to what they call track days. At track days, anybody that wants to come and ride a track-capable motorcycle or a very fast motorcycle on a racetrack under specific safe conditions can come and pay a fee and ride on the track. It's very exciting and very fun time to learn how to ride your motorcycle safely and how to control it and how to what the motorcycle can do that you can control. The day starts out by having a meeting of all the riders. The riders are divided into three different groups. There are the beginner riders, the intermediate riders, and the experienced riders. The beginner riders are not just ones that are there for the first time, but are ones that like to ride a little bit slower than the very fast riders. The intermediate riders are ones that can ride a little bit faster than the beginner riders, but are not really the fastest bikes on the track. The experienced riders is the fast group, and it is composed of riders that are very experienced street riders that can ride very fast, and sometimes amateur racers. The experience is a lot of fun. We start out by running three or four motorcycles with an instructor in the beginner group, and we're led around the racetrack to show where the lines are, where we should be riding on the track, and how to make the corners. Then we have a rest period, and we have some classroom instructions. After that, we get a chance to go back out on the track again. Because there are three different groups, each group gets to ride for 20 minutes on the track and then 40 minutes off the track while the other two groups get a chance to ride. I have had my CBR on one of the racetracks in Texas on the main straightaway going over 150 miles an hour. At 150 miles an hour, you're tucked into the motorcycle as tight as you can up underneath the windscreen. The wind is going by, you can hardly see anything, it's like a blur, your adrenaline is going, you're excited, you're looking for the markers to tell you when the next corner is coming up. They have markers that tell you how far you're away from the corner. You know when you need to start to brake, to slow down, to make the corner. You've been around the track enough times that you know how fast you can go through the corner. When it gets to the point you want to start your corner, you lean the bike in as far as you can. You are running through the corner. You have a good line as you come through the corner. You start to accelerate coming out of the corner for the next straightaway. Then you look for the next corner. My favorite track in Texas is Texas World Speedway. It has 14 corners and two very long straightaways and some very sharp, tight, slow speed, sharp corners. Once I come off the track, after the 20 minutes on the track, I'm excited. I'm at a very high. It's just an experience that you can't get anywhere else in the world.